Hey everybody, it's Chris. I tried to get a preview for Game 2 out. I had to do it in the car, so it sounds like something off Blog Talk Radio or Talk Shoe. Shout out to Brendan Easley from back in the day, aka it's a crappy phone call. Hopefully it's still listenable and hearable, and hopefully the Cavs do a lot better tonight. I'll talk to you before Game 3. And hopefully we're talking about the Cavs evening the series at 1-1. Later.
So with me right now is my sister, Abby.
Hi.
Abby. You watched the game the other night?
I did watch the game the other night, and it was very upsetting, even though I knew it wasn't going to be a good game.
How did you not know it was going to be a good game?
Because they're playing Golden State at home, and I know that the crowd helped a lot, and it was the first game, and they were upset, and I just had a feeling they weren't going to win the first game. I didn't think it was going to be a blowout.
What's wrong with you? You don't have faith in your team?
I didn't say I didn't have faith in my team. I said I didn't think they were going to win the first game. It doesn't mean I don't think they're going to win the next four.
No, I really did think they were going to lose bad on Monday. Thursday? Today's Saturday. Wow. I'm out of it. But I thought they were going to lose bad. I wouldn't be surprised. Honestly, I don't, it's going to be like impossible for the Cavs to win. Right? Or am I being too pessimistic?
Do you think it's impossible for them to win?
The series.
Really?
I'm asking, am I being negative?
Do you remember last season? Last season you had no hope and they were down even worse than they were. And guess what? You cried like a baby on June 19th.
I thought they were going to win before that series, though, last year.
Yeah, but I think they're going to win. They might not win tomorrow. I don't know for sure. But I think it'll be a better game, at least. And then I think they'll win them at home.
My biggest concern, though, is that the Cavs didn't play necessarily that great on Thursday, but if they played that good, basically from the big three or whatever, last year, they would have probably won that game. But now they lost big time, and it's like, would they have anything to do about Kevin Durant?
Well, I heard Kevin Durant used to date the Bachelorette Rachel, and I heard people are going to try and bring cutouts of her face to the game.
Oh, well, that does it right there. They got cutouts of the Bachelorette. We'll totally take Kevin Durant out of his game.
And I heard Rihanna is a huge LeBron fan, and she's been going to the games and been screaming at him.
Oh, she did. She yelled at the Warriors fans, told them to shut up, and called somebody the beeper.
And he's been very thirsty for Rihanna for years, for at least 6 years.
Who has been?
Kevin Durant.
Oh, so you can't get Rihanna.
If you go back on his Twitter and he will reply to people talking about how she's hot or she's perfect or something.
Interesting. So Rihanna and cardboard cutouts are the Cavs' secret key to success.
Wait, what? Can you say that again?
I said Rihanna and cardboard cutouts are the Cavs' secret key to success.
Yep.
And you are
a big fan
of The Bachelorette, right? Or The Bachelor. Or
I'm a big fan. I like The Bachelorette. Well, I like The Bachelor better because I like all the girls together, but I like the girl finding love more than the guys. The guys are always terrible, and the girls are always so much better than them. The guys have too much testosterone and get too angry and, are aggressive, and the girls all, become friends with each other.
But are they really friends? Or are they friends like Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook until better?
No, they're real friends. They're real friends. They have to live in a house and, do all these things, and they get together and, have a good time. You can tell when girls are fake friends, and you can tell when girls are real friends. And some of them, yes, are fake friends, but some of them are real friends.
You can tell or I can tell. So I don't think I could tell.
You as in, what's the other version of you?
The other one?
How there's two versions of the word you?
Yes. Me.
Second version.
Christopher Clem Jr.
But you as a collective group.
Gotcha. So, did you watch the end of the game? When did you come in on Thursday?
I came in at halftime, but I was watching my phone at, it was 26-25. The Cavs were down 1 point. It was the first quarter, and I was watching it on my phone because that was when it was a Q&A happening. And I was trying really hard not to look at my phone, but I couldn't help it because I think that's rude if you're at a movie and then a Q&A to be looking at your phone. But I had it just updating the score. And then Leo.
The listeners that don't know, I technically was shaming you for not watching the game.
I know. But I watched the second half.
You shouldn't take
then
it seriously.
What?
No, you finish your thought. I'm interrupting.
No, someone said that maybe I shouldn't be watching the game because they were doing much better before I started watching.
Yeah, but you weren't like whispering into Kyrie's ear, take a bad shot, and then leave a huge fast break.
No, but what were you going to say? You shouldn't be taking me so seriously?
You shouldn't be upset. Yeah, because I'm not watching tomorrow's game.
Well, there you go.
I'll be at a concert. I will not be watching game two. And, last year I didn't watch game two either because I was at a comedy show. I believe it was Sarah Silverman that night.
I've watched at least part of every single game.
Yeah, well, I mean, I might check it on my phone depending on when the concert actually starts, so it'll be in Central Time. But once the concert starts, I'm not going to be able to just get out my phone and check, and I'm not even going to, it's a lot easier when you're sitting down in a chair, like you said, in a theater, you just pull it out real quick, but when you're standing there up against a guardrail, you're not going to be like, oh, let me check the score. I'm sure I'll check.
No, I'm not trying to shame you. I'm not trying to shame you. I'm just saying I've at least watched part of every single game. Not all of every game.
You can shame me all you want. I want to watch it.
I'm not a bully. I don't shame people.
Oh, yes, I'm the bully. I'm an internet podcast bully.
You say pothead bully?
Podcast.
Oh, I thought you said pothead bully.
Who's a pothead bully?
That's what I was trying to figure out. Are you still there?
I don't. Yeah, I'm still here. Okay, it's been like 8 minutes, so, and I know you got to go.
No, it's fine.
What is your prediction for game two, then?
Game two? My prediction
is
it's going to be a lot closer. I know you want me to say who's going to win. You know what?
No.
I'm going to say the Cavs.
Closer is good enough. I would just like to see somebody. I'd just like to see somebody besides the big three and Richard Jefferson for like 5 minutes, like actually do anything.
I was just about to say, as soon as you said big three, I was like, excuse me, did you watch Richard Jefferson? He was on fire. I am about to buy a jersey of his right now and have it overnighted.
You better do it. You've been harassing him on Snapchat.
I know. So you know what? When we get off this, I will buy one.
All right.
And make sure it's here before game three.
Good. I'm going to hold you to that.
All right.
So Richard Jefferson, he had some energy in those legs, and he was the only guy who didn't seem scared of the moment. And J.R. Smith, except for early three, Tristan Thompson, Aaron Williams, Kyle Korver, hello, where are you guys?
Tristan Thompson was half good, half terrible. I'm sorry. I didn't mean Tristan Thompson. I meant J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith had some more moments than, way more than Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson, where was he? He was, like, in another world. I was like, are there issues with Khloe Kardashian or something? Because you need to step it up, dude. This is the finals. This is when it matters.
I get that he was out on the perimeter a lot more, but there was a play in the game I tweeted about where I knew the Cavs were not going to win. Well, it was still pretty close. He went for a rebound, and Steph Curry came out of nowhere and took the rebound right over him. So I was like, if Steph Curry rebounding over Tristan Thompson, they might as well just stop playing right there because they have no chance. Like, that's supposed to be a matchup when if Steph Curry out-rebounds the guy who's supposed to be one of the most ferocious rebounders in the NBA, we're in trouble. Cavs are in trouble. But I don't know. I think they could turn it around. And I definitely think Kyle Korver and Philly will play better at home. So that's at least the same race for game three. Anything else?
I just I mean, I know I've seen the Cavs in the finals before, but I just want to make sure it's all Cavs fans because I know that's something the Indians fans lack at home.
Yeah.
Not the Indians fans, but the Indians in general. The fans weren't there. They sold their tickets. They did whatever. I mean, but Chicago's a lot closer than Golden State is. I'm just saying. I want them to have a good home crowd and have what they deserve. So my prediction is the Cavs win, but it'll be a very close game. Like down to the wire.
Yeah, I can see that. The thing is with the World Series is a little different because the Cubs have that 108 years of pent-up, you know, energy to win a title, and Chicago's very close.
Chicago's very close. Also, Chicago has more money than Cleveland in general, so people can afford to buy those tickets at three times what people paid for. And people in Ohio can't really say no to that kind of money.
And the people in Golden State who have courtside tickets aren't the real fans anyway. It's just the Silicon Valley people that want to be seen. They're not the ones that are going to go travel to watch their team play. All those fans won't be able to come out.
I'm not mad at the people who sold all their tickets, but I just wish there would have been more Indian fans at those games. I paid a lot of money and got on a plane, left work early, and flew to the game one of the World Series. And I just want everyone to have that kind of enthusiasm. Not necessarily that they can afford to do that. More enthusiasm for their Cleveland team.
Yeah, and also the Indians didn't lose because of that. They lost because of the rain delay. But that's a whole other subject.
Michael Martinez. Nobody else is left. We don't need to talk about this now.
Michael Martinez, the most average player in Major League Baseball history.
We don't need to get into it. We don't need to rehash.
Well, thanks for talking to me real quick at the last minute for the show.
Of course. I always love to be a guest on your show.
I know.
And I know you love having me on your show because you get a lot more listens.
Oh, yeah. You get that Abby bump.
Yep, that Abby bump that only I can provide.
You're the only sibling to be on the show.
Yeah, because I'm the best sibling.
Not just yelling off mic.
Yeah.
At us. All right. Well, thanks. Have a good night. And anything last thing you got to say?
Anything what? Sorry, cut out.
Any last thoughts?
The Cavs in six. Right?
What was that?
I said Cavs in six.
All right. There you have it from Abby Clem herself, Abigail. The Cavs in six. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on your show.
And now, a call from...
Damon the Dog Walker! Cameron!
Hey, it's the old Damon the Dog Walker calling to just send a message out to all the Clem heads out there. All the Cavs fans of Clem Nation, some of you are concerned, some of you are maybe even panicking. And you know what? Right now is an easy time to panic. Because I'll tell you what, that game was disgusting. It was bad. It was so bad. It was bad to historic proportions. That's how bad it was. But it will not continue to be like that. It was game one. LeBron loves to say, the feel-out game. Yeah, feel it out. A little feel-out game. You know, like a couple of middle schoolers just trying to figure out each other's bodies. Feel out game. It's not until high school that you really start to put that body to work. And that's what game two is. Game two is like high school. You'll start to make horrible decisions. Maybe knock someone up. And get married way too young. What was I talking about? Oh, I don't know. Go Cavs. We're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. Make some adjustments, come back in game two, Put the hurt back on them. Make a series out of it. And, you know, make good decisions. Okay, I love you.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.